You hear that? How hard you try, you can't stop us now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to BioWarrior Radio, episode number 4. I'm your host, Jason Zamorano, with my amazingly talented, beautiful, stunning wife, Miss Lauren Z.
Hey, guys. Glad to be back.
Well, Lauren, we've got a powerful episode lined up for today. Today, we're going to be talking about Celine Dion and the transgender agenda. It seems that Miss Celine Dion has just put out a new clothing line. Isn't that right, Lauren?
I know. I feel so lame talking about it, but this is something that needs to be talked about.
Definitely, definitely. So can you tell us a little bit more about her clothing line?
Well, like I told you before we started recording, I don't know what's going on with Celine Dion. I don't follow her, but all of my friends on Facebook who happen to be in the whole like awaken movement, the truther movement, they started blowing their trumpets, blowing their horns, warning everyone about this new clothing line and how it was super occultic and had lots of pedophilia type of vibes.
Even just the name itself, right? What is the name, like Celine New or something?
Well, I think the basic background is that New World, which is the Instagram account who has a clothing line, they're the umbrella company. And within that clothing line, Celine Dion launched her own gender neutral line within New World.
Gender neutral, right? Because they're just the vast majority of people that this gender neutral clothing line is just in desperation. The people are just craving it, Lauren.
Well, if you want to get into a clip in a couple minutes or so, Celine Dion, what triggered her, what compelled her to go and create a gender neutral clothing line was that when she took her little boys to Disneyland, they were more interested in the Disney princesses rather than Mickey.
The first time I brought them to Disney, I thought they were going to go for, you know, the big superheroes. They were looking at princesses and they all wanted to be, you know, Minnie Mouse. And then I said, but what about Mickey? And then I'm saying to myself, you know what? It's okay. You know why it's okay? Because they're talking. They're finding themselves.
And from what I'm told, her children are about 20 years old. So this could more or more likely be fabricated or not. It could be the truth. At the end of the day, was that really the driving force behind her creating a gender neutral clothing line? Who knows,
you
right?
You know, I can appreciate gender neutral clothing when before we gave birth, we decided not to find out the sex of the baby. So we were not going to buy any clothes until the baby was born. So I bought gender neutral clothes. There's nothing wrong with, you know, some basic, you know, grays and blacks and whites. But the problem with her clothing line is it has the skeletons. It's got the word New World.
Right.
It's got the black triangles, the black circles. It's so a little bit darker than just gender neutral.
Right. We're going to go down this symbology lane here. We're going to share with you some of these symbols that they use that have been used throughout ancient history. Mystery Babylon, from Babylonia to Greece to Egypt. These are all symbols that have been used throughout history to symbolize this new world order of the ages. It's disgusting, and we're going to go ahead and expose it today. So the first picture that we have we'd like to share with you guys is basically probably this kid's probably about 7 years old, and he's wearing a shirt that says New Order.
Right, New Order, which is obviously code for the New World Order.
Right, the New Order of the Ages, right? The same thing that's on the back of the dollar bill.
Do you want to briefly explain to people who have no idea what New World Order stands for, what it means?
Yeah, so basically the occultists believe that they need to create a new society, a Luciferian society, basically, where, of course, the Bible talks about how we are enslaved to the beast, right, to this new world order. They believe that they need to crash and burn a society, and then from there, like a phoenix, this new world will raise up in which they can worship their beast, and obviously life extensions, part of this transgender movement also.
Transhuman.
Transgender movement is actually part of the transhumanist movement, basically making man as God, right? So it goes back to the same deception in the Garden of Eden, where Satan basically told Adam, he said, surely, he told Adam and Eve, surely you shall be as gods, right? That's why the Lord doesn't want you to eat from this tree, because he knows that you'll know the difference between good and evil, right? And you will become as gods. So basically this ancient knowledge, this ancient wisdom is what this new world order, these people have been fighting to create. And this clothing line basically is a pre-programming to hit us subliminally through symbols to actually affect our psyche and our subconscious mind.
What I think is interesting about it as well is a lot of like the famous Hollywood stars are dressing their children in these clothing lines. So if you scroll through the Instagram account, you'll see like Lenny Kravitz or who's that girl? God, I can't think of her name. Just like ex-models and stuff dressing their children in this new world, new order clothing line. And for the common person who isn't wealthy or famous or in Hollywood, they covet these things. If the Hollywood stars are wearing it, they must wear it.
The idol worship, again, takes us back throughout history. So, and then interesting enough that Celine Dion is a female. So this is the goddess worship, right? Of Isis, Aphrodite. All throughout Sumeria. Here's a picture here of Celine Dion. She's covering her eye. She's showing us the Eye of Horus, right? The all-seeing eye. We've seen this. We see this on the back of the dollar bill. We see it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Hova, Jay-Z, Beyonce. Anyone who's anyone in Hollywood is doing the all-seeing eye right now. And if you ask the young kids, what does that mean? The common answer some of these kids in like elementary school and junior high says, oh, it just means like cool, like mysterious, like magical. Mm-hmm. They have no idea the Illuminati symbolism behind an all-seeing eye.
They have no idea that they're just repeating things that have been done throughout history, right?
Since before Jesus walked the earth.
Right. Okay, so now we're looking at another picture here. It's got this little baby, probably maybe a year old, 6 months to a year old. He's got, again, New Order shirt, right? And then the beanie is so cute. It's just full of skulls.
And you know what, Jason? I used to be really attracted to skeletons and skulls until you understand what does a skull define? What does it mean? It's death. It's fear. It's tragedy. It's destruction. There's nothing good out of death. I mean, to glorify it and make it something beautiful, it's that whole backwards thing, the Aleister Crowley, make good evil and evil good.
Right.
So putting evil, death, destruction, fear, tragedy, chaos on our children's beanies, on their brain, from the day they're born. It's really sad when you
indoctrination from the very beginning. And again, this new world order, that's what they focus on is transferring good to evil and evil is good. So they're really just turning our whole society upside down. This is very, very important information because we need to understand this as parents. We need to understand this as patriots. We need to understand these things, these symbols, and the way that they're communicating to us through our subconscious so that we can change things and make this a better place for our children.
Well, let me ask you a real quick question. So when we had our first child, I had a baby shower and we were gifted tons of gifts for the baby. And a lot of those clothes were pajamas or little hoodie beanies of monsters.
Right.
And you told me to throw those clothes in the trash.
Absolutely.
And before I really understood symbolism and the power that they hold, I was like, you're crazy. I'm not going to throw brand new clothes in the trash because there's a little monster on it. What was your reasoning behind that, Jason?
People use these like masks that they create, you know, the ancients throughout, even if you look at South America, they have these type of idols that they create with their hands. The Bible talks about it, right? So man's always created these idols with their hands. Now, whether or not you're worshiping it or not, that doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't have some type of entity attached to it. So if anything like that is going on me or on my children, I'm going to go ahead and use some discernment and if it's not good, I'm just going to get rid of it.
And a real quick background thing to you said, if they have any powers attached to it, John Todd came out as this huge truther movement back in the 60s, 70s, basically saying how record labels would go and they do these like witch rituals, these spells on the records to then send home and sell to the consumer and then hopefully attach demons to them. So that was a John Todd thing. If you guys want to look deeper into that theory.
Exactly. I would check that out for sure. So back back to the clothing line here, Celine Dion's clothing line. We're looking at another picture here. It's children. They've got like a zebra mask on, and they've got this black and white, and it looks super artistic. At first, you're like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, right? But again, it goes back to the same symbology that these illuminated ones use, these Luciferians. It's the black and the white, the duality, right? So they believe that they have to do some good in order to equalize out their evil. As crazy as it sounds, that's what they believe.
And that goes back to the gender neutral clothing line, duality, boy, girl. I can't wait till we play the clip where Celine Dion is going into the nursery, blowing her black magic, crystals into the air. And the boy side and the girl side get their little symbols crossed out. And now it's this weird, the plus sign. Do you know what that symbol means? That basic plus sign?
You know what? I haven't looked into that one, so that would be something that we will definitely research. But I've noticed that I've come across that multiple times here, just looking at her clothing. So this next one is this sad-looking girl. She's wearing this nightie, and it's got these upside-down stars, right? So this is the satanic star of Lucifer.
Those are clearly upside down, too, because I try to say maybe the pattern was shifted. Those stars are purposely placed upside down, the inverted star.
Of course. Alrighty, the next one, let's see here. The next one, we've got two children holding hands. Looks like two brothers. Of course, you can't tell if the other one's a female or a male. So confusion from the get-go. You want to confuse whether it's male or female, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay to be male and female. They're already implementing this type of confusion with children that are just growing. They don't even understand their world yet, and you're going to just confuse them with this type of crap. I mean, you got two of these kids right now. They've got both of their mouths covered, which again goes like, back to the Masonic symbolism.
The pedophilia is the vibe I get from this clothing line the most is the pedophilia. Children with the handprints on the bikinis, with the no symbol, with tattoos on them saying no, the skull and bones cross. It's a sheep. Her logo is a sheep with the one eye patch with the skull and bones cross over it. And then the children, they have to have their mouths covered. And then the caption says, shh, like, shut your mouth. Don't say anything. So, like, you've probably been, I mean, I'm assuming, but from the theme of this Instagram account, all of these children have a common thing of, like, shh, be quiet. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Don't tell.
Right.
Go ahead to the next picture.
Which, again, the Masons use as well, right? So they actually get their initiates to do really dirty things, whether it be have, you know, orgies, sex, whatever it is. They basically blackmail them so that they can never come out and tell what's really going on. Otherwise, they'll expose their secrets. So they really blackmail them. And this symbol is basically part of that.
In Freddie Mercury's the expose we did on the last one, Freddie Mercury's little handler told him, if you leave me and you fire me, I'm going to go and show all those pictures, all those nasty, dirty things you did behind closed doors. I'll go tell everyone, which is a fear factor for most politicians, doctors, lawyers, anyone who's in the Illuminati or the secret societies.
So they use this sabotage or threat of sabotage to basically make these people puppets and do their will. The next picture I'm going to go through here is a little baby with devil horns on her head. And then the inverted star. Very, very twisted.
Yeah, it's sad. I was reading the comments on one of the main girls who brought this to attention on my friends list. Right away, a girl says, I'm pagan. Like, all we want to do is love. And so I was curious. So I clicked on that girl's page, and she's a full-blown, like, black witch. Not black in her race, but like the dark witch. So she's got her and her little kids wearing black capes. They're taking these weird artistic pictures in the woods, holding dead animal bones. And I just felt really sad for the child right off the bat, because to claim that the paganism is a religion of just love.
People need to wake up right now. These people, they want your children. They want to indoctrinate your children from an early age. They want to confuse them. They want to take them and twist them into something that's transgender, transhuman. They want to create, they want to sterilize these children. They want to make them not self-sufficient. They want to trap us in this global matrix. It's ridiculous. It's disgusting. I mean, I don't want my children wearing this. I don't want my children learning this. Do you?
No. You kind of made me sad for a second. Like, it's so sad.
Well, I think here's another, and we're getting off topic, but like, we homeschool our children, and then we also they're in a charter school. Now the charter school is actually teaching my 5-year-old. This is KT. TK. Sorry, they're teaching him about a drug-free America. Like, what does a five-year-old kid need to learn about drugs for? Like, he can learn when he's older, but right now, I don't think drugs are going to be part of his life. That doesn't necessarily need to be in the forefront of his mind. So these are little things like this that these people are doing, society is doing, the government is doing, the education system is doing, to slowly implant these messages in your children. And this transgender one, this confusion is a big one, guys.
Yeah, I was at the car dealership getting my car maintenance, and this little girl, I don't know, she was in sixth grade. For some reason, she was attracted to me and she felt so compelled to come and sit and talk with me. And then she starts basically just confessing out of nowhere that there's 3 kids in her class who are transgendered. And I didn't ask her to tell me. She just sat with me and decided to talk to me about it. And I just asked her, like, do you think it's normal or okay? And she's like, I don't know. Like, society is forcing us right. to believe and accept that every child has a right. to exchange their gender for another gender.
Right.
Why do they want to push children that so much? I understand, like, there's some moms who have the gay children, they want to protect their gay children from being bullied. But that doesn't mean you have to go and force every kid in the entire school to be so confused that they don't know what gender they are themselves.
It's twisted. It's a twisted dialectic that they're doing. Let's get into Celine Dion's video here, guys.
I'm Celine Dion. Our children, they are not really our children, as we are all just links in a never-ending chain that is life. For us, they are everything. But in reality, we are only a fraction of their universe. We miss the past. They dream of tomorrow. We may thrust them forward into the future, but the course will always be theirs to choose. I can't believe they called security. I mean, oh, come on, I'm Celine Dion. I'm not spending the night in jail.
And now all of these children are now wearing these New World Order outfits, and they're all in black and white, which again, a symbol of the duality. So they're still symbolizing the male and the female there, symbolically. However, the male and the female are actually converging into the Baphomet, the spirit of the Baphomet, which these Masons and all these satanic Illuminati worship.
She's actually giving a monologue speaking about how she believes children do not belong to the parents, but the children belong to society. They belong to the world. So I immediately remembered that during the Trump-Hillary campaign, there was some information saying that Hillary went on record saying that the children don't belong to the parents. The children belong to the state. And it's the government's duty to make sure that the children are basically raised by the government. And her book is called It Takes a Village. So I went to go try to read It Takes a Village. And so basically, I didn't get my hands on the book in time. But basically, in Hitler's Mein Kampf, the same exact quotes that he's saying about how the children belong to the state and that he wants to do children. Do you know what Hitler's thing was called? His children, like Hitler's children?
The Hitler Youth.
The Hitler Youth. Every kid wanted to be part of Hitler Youth. Hitler was the father. Mm-hmm. He raised those kids. He indoctrinated right. them, and he forced them to basically blindly join his military campaign to go wipe out, you know, the Jews and a ton of other groups too. So Hillary Clinton stole her quotes from Mein Kampf, Hitler's book, and now Celine Dion is repeating that same stuff. So you just got to follow.
And one of her mentors was Saul Alinsky, also connected to Barack Hussein Obama. So again, this all goes back, genealogy.
Whose mentor, Celine Dion or Hillary Clinton?
No, Hillary Clinton.
Clinton's
Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky, yes. He's a well-known communist connected with the Communist Party, etc. So,
which is so was
Karl
funny.
Marx, Karl Marx. You know,
the young kids in college right now are demanding a communist society. Do they have any idea what that means?
The state's raising your children. And by the state, I mean literally the programming that's on, you know, that's on TV, that's on YouTube, it's on. It's everywhere. I mean, it's in your public education.
The worst culprit is the public school teachers. I hate to point fingers, but the public school teachers.
I mean, you got the blind leading the blind, so what do you expect, right? Well, folks, we've got to take a short break here to get a message from our sponsors. We're going to discover more about this new world of the ages. Stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to further discuss this Celine Dion new clothing line here. As you can see, we've got a picture of a young child with the all-seeing eye on her shirt. And she's got an umbrella. Now, these umbrellas are also key symbols in the MK Ultra mind control programming. So, and again, it's the black and white, the duality.
Try pulling up that picture of the little girls in the bathing suits with the handprints on their bodies. That one's disturbing.
I have one on screen right here where it's a baby's outfit with the handprint.
Right. And then if you go further, there's the other shirts that say no all over it, which, you know. And then some of the pictures, if you go deeper into the Instagram account, New World has these hashtag inspiration, and it'll show like a little girl in the woods with like a Baphomet skull thing covering her face, or
this one's disturbing with the that we talked about earlier, the kids wrapped around obviously the father's leg, his head is right by his crotch, and he's got a tattoo in his arm that says no.
What the heck is that supposed to mean? Did a parent see a lot of these parents are taking pictures of their children being artistic and then they're sharing it, and the new world is taking that parent's photo and then sharing it as well. So whose idea was it to that picture?
Here's another one. Look at this. This clearly states their agenda, the transgender agenda. They've got this little child. She's got her little storybook. She's wearing her black and white again, the duality. She looks kind of like Alice, which goes back to the mind control, the MK Ultra programming. And then you've got the Baphomet. You've got literally a goat's head on her, symbolizing Baphomet.
Yeah, I truly believe that the owner of this clothing line is into some sort of occultic witchcraft, pedophilia, sacrifices. I mean, some might people argue it's artistic and not everyone's into, you know, pastel colors and flowers and butterflies. That's fine. I love the color black. I wear black all the time. I'm not going to add inverted stars or the blacked out sun symbols or, you know, Baphomet stuff or stuff like that.
Yeah, these people are twisted. And again, they do have a few with going back to Walt Disney with Mickey Mouse. See, all these things are actually interconnected, right? Here's a shirt of a little girl. She's wearing a pink shirt and it says Ho! Explanation point. A little five-year-old child. She's got the the white and black checkered socks on. Oh. And her shirt says Ho! Right. Really?
Yeah, my daughter is not going to wear something that says Ho. Maybe like leader or, you know, smart, intelligent, genius, empowered, stuff like that. But Ho? No, no thanks.
Listen, people, they want your children. They want your children. They're coming after them. They want them to be Jezebels, the women. They want the men to be warriors in their army, right? And they want everyone to serve the Baphomet.
They want the males to be the beta males. Because if the men are weak, they have more chances of controlling the men. So if every man is confused and doesn't understand his role as the leader of the family, the right. provider of the family, the not the patriarch, but in the Bible it says the man's duty to his family is to be the leader of the household, teach the whole family right from wrong, even right. the wife. And the wife's duty is to support the husband and have that family unity. But mm-hmm. with all of today's marketing and celebrities pushing this agenda where men can be female, men can be beta males, they can wear makeup and women's clothes and they don't need to identify as a man, and the feminist movement trying to get men off of that pedestal, bring them down so women can be more powerful than men. It's so twisted.
Identify. I mean, listen, I'm just a man. Like, there's man and women. Listen, if everybody was a transgender, we would literally only be able to recreate in a laboratory, and that's what they want. They're sterilizing us through the food, through the water. They're sending chemtrails over us with aluminum salts, barium, things like that, that are going to, toxify your body. Men, you need to stand up and realize some of this stuff. You need to protect your families and understand what's going on, in some of these, symbols and throughout Hollywood.
Men and women, if you care about your children, then it's your duty as a parent who brought that child into this world to protect them, their mind, their right. soul. And I want to talk about protecting their bodies, because that's something that we can do today. So,
right.
I mean, if your kids in public school, I understand a lot of moms are single parents. They don't have the childcare. They can't homeschool, or you just can't afford it. I understand. I mean, for us, we sacrificed. We said we will cut back on income so that we could raise the children. So if you can sacrifice to homeschool your kids, then power to you. I know some of you can't. So maybe when they're at school, you can't control everything that they're intaking and starting to believe and conform
to. But you can at home. I mean, you can control what they watch, what they do, what they're looking at, what they're involved in. Talk to your children and share some of these ideas with them. You know, we tell our children just as it is, not always, they're still young, but we do tell them the truth as we see it and as we feel as we're driven to do.
From a biblical worldview, everyone has their perception on the world, whether they believe in evolution or creationism or that you evolved from a rock or you evolved from literally nothing. That's fine. But if you're a Christian and you have a biblical worldview, then it's your duty to help your child grow in strengthening their relationship with God, having a true relationship, having that strong spiritual
teaching them discernment so they can understand the times, they can see these things, and they can say, whoa, that's not for me, or they understand what it is or the agenda behind it.
Children so that's very, very important. So incredibly innocent, and they're sponges. They soak everything.
These bastards are destroying their innocence. They're taking it away. And it's just enough is enough.
Right. So we talked about protecting their, you know, their mind, you know, giving them discernment, teaching them right from wrong, protecting their soul, helping them understand like who God is, the creator, giving them maybe some information to back it up, read the Bible to them or share biblical cartoons with them or just share how maybe God has helped us in our lives.
So those are obviously some of the things we can do in the spiritual realm. To help our children, to shape them into the people that we want in society that are going to actually make this place a better world to live in and not some type of some type of satanic hell.
So let's talk about protecting our children's bodies now, okay? Because that's something that we can literally do today. Yep. You could start grocery shopping for the right kind of foods. Some of the few things that we do not allow our children to eat, period, are things like soy, GMOs, high fructose corn syrups, Any type of what food additives you have, you're more of the diehard when it comes to the grocery list. What are some things that you just cannot let?
Yeah, we don't really eat dairy unless it's raw. If it's raw, we'll eat it. If not, we stay away from it. Obviously, factory farmed meats, very, very bad.
Carcinogenic.
Anything with preservatives, you know, canned stuff with BPA that's got bisphenol A.
So what's wrong with BPA?
BPA is basically an
endocrine disruptor. So studies have found that people taking low doses of BPA accumulate in the body, and it's an endocrine disruptor, which means it messes with your hormones. It's a synthetic hormone that we're consuming. Our body thinks that we have the hormones, so it won't produce its own. And that causes infertility. It causes a hormone imbalance. You start storing, you know, extra calories in the liver. I mean, it's causing cancer. That one for me now, once I did the research on BPA, I was like, no more BPA for the kids. Not even buying them bottled water. You know what I mean?
So all these toxins accumulate, they bioaccumulate in the body, leaving these children more stressed, more confused.
What about earlier you said, why can't our kids have dairy? What's wrong with cow's milk? Why can't our 5-year-old be drinking cups of cow's milk?
I mean, number one, they're fed GMO. Number two, they're pumped with antibiotics, and it's just bad meat altogether.
The problem with antibiotics too is that our body needs live culture bacteria. It's so important to have good bacteria in your gut. It's essential, and so the antibiotics will go and kill that good bacteria, and that leads to like childhood obesity or obesity as adults.
Not only does it kill the bacteria, but it also creates an opportunity for these super plagues, because we know that antibiotics, there's certain viruses and bacteria that can actually mutate from it and become resistant. So what happens when it becomes resistant? It's now a super bug. So we don't want any antibiotics. We don't want any growth hormones. We want clean, grass-fed, 100% meat. Or a lot of times we eat a lot of salmon, which is wild-caught. So that's also a great choice for you. Free-range chicken.
Those are still good options. I also wanted to say one of the big things you always tell me, because sometimes I make mistakes. I get excited by packaging at the grocery store, and I'll bring home some food, and you go and you put the thing in front of me and go, what does that say? High fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils, and you know, what's wrong with high fructose corn syrup?
Basically, it's got heavy metals. Mercury has been found in it, and it's super glucose. Like, it's just high levels of sugar that are just insane. And it's unnecessary. You can easily use honey. You can use maple syrup. You can use coconut sugar. There's so many other options. Really invest in your health. I mean, that's one thing that's one action step you can take today is make sure that you have the nutrients present not only in the food, but also you have to supplement, because the majority of our food is grown in nutrient deficient soils. So one thing that we like to do is we use the Energy Warrior, which we sell at BioWarriorNutrition.com. And we've actually got a Thanksgiving sale going on right now where you can save up to 50%. It's absolutely crazy. And it's not going to last long. So you guys need to get over there to BioWarrior Nutrition ASAP and just type in the code THANKS, the promo code THANKS. And you can get Energy Warrior, the patented Tesla-activated Nascent Iodine, the only one on the planet. You can get it for up to 50% off. It's an amazing deal. The Nascent Iodine, we actually put that on our son's stomach, our youngest. We put it on his stomach. It's transdermal, which means it's absorbed through the skin. And we also actually, the baby's been really liking like a one drop or two drops on his tongue.
It is so adorable when I see our little 18-month-old baby come up to us and open his mouth. We dropped the Silver 100, which is basically to boost his immune system and protect him from what, like bacteria and viruses. Mm-hmm. So that's been like our secret weapon is the Silver 100, which you were talking to me earlier about the history of silver, what it's been used for since ancient times.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Iodine as well has been well documented. It not only boosts your metabolism, it boosts your cellular energy. It actually regulates your hormones. It's anti-cancer. It's just amazing. And you literally just take a few drops a day. So you can get that again at biowarriornutrition.com. Type in, don't forget the promo code thanks. That's going to save you up to 50%. This sale is only going to last the next couple days through Thanksgiving. So take action today. The silver that you mentioned, quick story behind that. So we all know that we have these water wells that we put coins in, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a wishing well, right?
Wishing well.
Right? So the origin of the silver in the water actually goes back throughout history. And the reason they did that was because the silver actually has ions in it that destroys pathogens like bacteria and viruses and yeast and mold. So they were doing it to actually purify the water. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And I think Dr. Deagle or someone else was talking about in ancient times, ancient Egypt, they had thousands, maybe even millions of slaves.
This was Allison. That was Allison.
That was Allison. Okay, so it was a garlic extract. A little off. I do have some information on high fructose corn syrup on my Facebook page, which is Bio Warrior Lauren Z. That's where I post like all of our natural health, holistic type stuff. High fructose corn syrup, studies show, is 4 times more addictive than cocaine. So if you want to know why children are obese at 4 or 5 years old, they cannot control themselves.
It's in everything, too.
It's in everything. So we're overeating like rats, just going and getting more, getting more, getting more, because it's more addictive than cocaine.
Again, the first thing you need to do is start reading labels, understanding some of these things. And then number two, you can take action immediately and actually supplement so you can start getting some of these minerals in so you can detox these heavy metals. Regarding the silver, so going back to how it was used to purify the water and get rid of pathogens, this is the same thing that we can use in our bodies today. Our Silver 100 is actually a patented form, which costs over $1 million in development just to develop this technology.
Right.
And we're bringing it to you for literally rock bottom prices.
And the scientist who created Silver 100, he's putting like a huge amount of portions into helping provide clean water for children in Africa, which is another great cause. You think of the biotech industry, big pharma, they're making trillions of dollars and they're not giving back to people. They're claiming they're helping people by giving vaccines to people in Africa, which the vaccines are making them sicker and infertile. Mm-hmm. So if you think helping people not have children is helping them, then sure, maybe in your world, but
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, they're using it to purify the water. They're using it to heal wounds, scrapes. It's great, especially during cold season, cold and flu season, to stay healthy.
Right.
Again, that Silver 100, you can get that at biowarriornutrition.com. We actually have the Alpha Pack right now available on biowarriornutrition.com, which has got both the Nascent Iodine and the Silver 100. Again, at rock bottom prices.
And the Brain Warrior, which is our high quality fish oil that supports heart health,
pharmaceutical grade
system.
Right. Pharmaceutical grade fish oil, which obviously is bioavailable to the body so that you can absorb it. And it's great for your hair. It's great for your skin. It's great for your nails. It's also great for inflammation, getting rid of joint pain or joint inflammation, rather.
To be honest, I'm so happy that we have the Alpha Pack because we get to take our Tesla activated Nascent Iodine on a daily basis. I didn't have any iodine yesterday, Jason, and I was dying. I'm used to having like amazing amounts of energy from morning till I'm ready to go to sleep, which is usually like 11 midnight. I really like to enjoy watching YouTube documentaries before falling asleep. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I forgot to put my Energy Warrior in my purse. I drove out to meet my parents an hour away, visited with my sister, and literally, just like clockwork, once 12 o'clock hit, I had lunch. I was dying. I was so tired. I was overwhelmed. I was visiting with tons of kids, and I kept just thinking, I need my iodine. I need my iodine. And my parents, they usually have it too. They're out. So they gave me another form of iodine that they bought from another company. I was like, okay, maybe this will solve my problem. I took like 7 or 8 drops of this other form of iodine. Did absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So there's other forms of Nascent iodine out there. There's other forms of Nascent iodine out there, like X2 or Lugol's or Detoxidine. There's all these other forms of Nascent iodine, but none of them have the resonance, the technology, the patented Tesla magnetic field that actually supercharges the iodine so it can be absorbed by your body. So there's nothing else like it out there. And right now we're offering up to 50% off of Energy Warrior. If you're interested, if you'd like to detox halides, if you'd like to obviously eliminate brain fog,
Boost your metabolism. Like I was telling Jason and my mom and my sister, everyone goes, oh my God, Lauren, you look amazing. Like you're so fit. I struggled with weight for years and I started eating healthy and that took a lot of time to get into a nice shape. But once I started taking Energy Warrior every day, I lost 10 pounds in 4 months without having exercise. So that tells me a lot. I was holding on to probably a lot of environmental toxins, not necessarily coming from my food, but it could be coming from the cleaning supplies. It could be coming from laundry detergent, from the air that we're breathing. So just by detoxing my body and getting my hormones and my metabolism back into like proper levels, I lost extra weight, plus the extra energy, mental clarity. Incredible. And I get so many people who are like, I want to try it. Well, Jason's offering a free bottle right now. So for everyone who has been messaging me for months now that they want to try it, here's your opportunity to get a free bottle of it.
I recommend going to BioWarrior Nutrition though and putting in the Thanks promo code because that's going to save them up to 50% off. It's a limited time offer. They need to take advantage of that immediately.
Okay.
So we are offering a free bottle. However, the best deal, your best value, especially if you heard this podcast, if you resonate with it, if you feel like you need to protect yourself, protect your family, start detoxing some of these toxic halides, start boosting your metabolism, get energy, get calm, focus, energy fast, then you need to go to BioWarriorNutrition.com and then enter the promo code THANKS and you'll save up to 50% on Energy Warrior. Stay vigilant. Use discernment. And praise the Most High God. God bless you guys. We love you. Thank you.
God bless.